20 years after the enactment of the Interstate Succession Law, PNDC Law 111, Parliament has introduced a new bill which, when passed, is expected to be more responsive to the needs of the nuclear family of the bereaved. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, the Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo said the bill was in the consideration stage before it was put on hold. He said Parliament has created avenues for the public to understand the bill better. Mr. Pelpo throws more light on the issue.
Well, the bill has gotten to the second reading and then the consideration stage, a stage where the details of the bill, clause by clause, are examined and approved by members of parliament through voting. And we have looked at the substance of the bill and we have come to a realization that there's so much that the public of Ghana needs to know about what a bill really stands for, because it's going to revolutionize the social structure we have in terms of inheritance, in terms of situations where people die interstate. So we thought it wise to widen the scope of discussion, to reach out to as many people as possible, to get them involved in the discussion.
But I'm sure before the bill was laid before the House over 2 years, you collected ideas from people before putting it together. So what difference will these ideas or this information from the public make?
Yeah, we targeted specific groups of people. Now we want to throw it to the general public so everybody understands what the bill stands for. For example, in the last discussion we held and invited members of the media, we just reviewed a bit of it. And I remember when I said that an aspect of the bill is suggesting that when a person dies instantly and both parents die instantly, and they die without an issue, like without a son or daughter or anybody else, then automatically the property of the person or the persons will go to the state. Somebody was very aggressively opposed to it. And again, when I mentioned that in aspects of the bill, when a man dies, for example, the other house, the woman will automatically have an ownership of the best of one of the two houses. And if it is one, she would take 50% plus of that can buy it off if she is interested. If the two have a business, supposing they have a construction company or something, and the woman is part of the company, then she has 75% of the shares automatically as soon as the man dies. And again, the children are definitely going to be part of it. If you have children and you die, your will says that you should take care of three, but before you even do the will, you die intestate. The other person cannot be ignored. So there are several things to it that we need to expose to the public for further discussions and then for a validation and finally for us to come back and look at the clauses and passes.
Now, we gather that one stiff opposition to the bill is that it can undermine the extended family system. What were the concerns?
Yeah, those concerns were expressed, especially in situations where they say that if a man dies, now let's say that the man is just about from 30 years old and graduated at the age of 25, and at 30 years he had attained a certain level of social status, has put up some buildings, his mother and father are still alive, his brothers are alive, and as soon as he dies and he has just one child with a woman, nobody but the one child and the woman will have the property. You know, so that is how it works. And indeed, this will automatically undermine the extended family system.
That was the Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo in that interview with Agatha Samoa. But a member of the Association of Women Lawyers in Africa, Edna Kuma, disagrees with Parliament that the new Interstate Succession Bill could undermine the country's cherished extended family system. She explained that before the statement on the new bill came out, the association had met with the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Committee of Parliament, which agreed that the bill be put before Parliament. But she surprised the House of dragging his feet on the smooth passage of the bill.
I am very surprised because the day before all this statement came out, you were in Parliament to meet a Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Committee and Gender and Children Committee, and they agreed that we were put the Interstate Succession Bill on floor of Parliament and that it will be passed anyway. So we were rather more concentrating on the property rights of spousal bill, because there were a lot of problems with that. They gave us the assurance that with the Interstate Succession Bill it was okay, it was a bonus. So we shouldn't worry. If Parliament, the committees that we met have even told us that, look, my dear members of the NGO groups and all that, we don't think this thing will go. As they told us about the property rights as far as we would have known the strategy to take. But they gave us assurance that the intended suppression bill was okay. It was going to go. So you are surprised. And even if it's not correct, they should let it go and amend the section, this or section that is not correct. So you let it go, but these two sections, let's work on it and see if we can pass it later. That would have been good. But to say that they are going to go all over the country. Look, I was with them. Our African Women Lawyers Association and Lewa, we were with them. We went to about 5 or 6 regions. They collected a lot of information and they said it was okay. And yes, they brought the bill to Parliament and said, and I don't know what to say. They have their own things. But they didn't let us know when we met them a day before all these statements coming out of Parliament.
You also agree that there's no need for further public debate and inputs from people.
I thought there was no need. Because there was a need, there was one or two donors that were prepared to take them round. They said it was okay. So I'm surprised that they are taking the clock back to say that they have to go back to the public. This is what they wanted. We did this thing 2010. And we could have continued and finished it all. They said it was okay. So now they said they want to go back. I don't know what deliberations they've taken now, the decisions they've taken now. Maybe we are not privy to it and they didn't want us to know.
They have expressed the fear that the proposed legislation could undermine the extended family system.
What undermine it? The extended family system. What is it now? They have their percentage. They have their percentage. Now everybody's moving towards a nuclear family. We don't even want to say nuclear family. The head of family, the welfare system, gradually it's not there anymore. Even PNDC law 111, that was promulgated in 1985, that's with that. And this one, we didn't even talk about. They were just talking about maybe divisions and the things that were not included in PNDC law 111, the polygamous system, how everybody or the wife should get their say. This is rather a better, an improvement from PNDC law 111. And those who promulgated that law, there'll be nothing at that. Look at these people. This is rather a better improvement on PNDC law. And this.
Why do you think Parliament is being reluctant to pass the bill?
Well, they didn't tell us. Maybe something else has come up.
There was a member of the Association of Women Lawyers in Africa, Edna Kuma, talking to Agatha Samoa.